evening, ladies and gentlemen.
For the next half hour, you will hear your favorite music played by a 65-piece orchestra under the direction of the distinguished American conductor, Howard Barlow, and sung by the talented young tenor, Christopher Lynch.
If I could tell you of my devotion, if I could pledge all my love so true, then my confession would find expression.
On our program this evening, Christopher Lynch will sing, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes, Ars Angelicus, and Bird Songs at Eventide. Howard Barlow will play Norwegian Dance by Grieg, Entry March of the Boyard, as their opening number, a medley of two selections from Emmerich Kallmann's light opera, The Countess Maritza.
Famous as a viola virtuoso, Eric Coates became equally well known in his native England as a composer of light orchestral music and romantic songs. As his first number this evening, Christopher Lynch has selected one of Eric Coates' most delightful melodies, Bird Songs at Eventide.
Over the quiet hills, slowly the shadows fall. Hard on the echoing vale, birds softly call. Slowly the golden sun sinks in the dreaming west.
feudal times, the hereditary owners of the land in Russia were the militant and semi-barbaric boyars. John Halverson has captured the spirit of these dynamic people in a vigorous march with fanfare and pulsating rhythm. Entrance March of the Boyars. More than 30 years, César Franck was the organist of Sainte-Clotilde, a church in Paris. His deep religious fervor inspired him to compose many religious songs. As his next number, Christopher Lynch sings his interpretation of César Franck's beautiful and familiar hymn, Vanis Angelicus.
Rabbi, mandu
kiss but in the cup, and I'll not for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise, doth the drink divine. My heart.
American composer Joseph Carl Ryle wrote music for a number of stage plays, one of which was The Climax. As his next song, Christopher Lynch sings a selection from the play's incidental music, Song of the Soul. Edvard Grieg was recently used as the basis for an operetta called The Song of Norway. Freddy and his Fiddle was the title given to one of its sprightly tunes, The Norwegian Dance No. 2. Thank you. As his next song, Christopher Lynch sings a well-loved ballad written by Ernest Ball and the lyrics by Chauncey Alcott for the musical play The Heart of Paddy Whack. It's a lovely and appealing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure as soon you beguile, oh, there's never a tear drop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright and deep, you should laugh all the while, and all over time smile, and now smile. Smiling, sure it's like a morning stream. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world
We love. A half hour of your musical favorites performed by Howard Barlow and the Symphony Orchestra. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.